Dan Roberts. The first U.S. presidential debate between Republican incumbent Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden is Tuesday, and the candidates are getting ready. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Each campaign is promising a stark contrast in policy, personality, and preparation. President Trump has decided to skip any formal prep, while Joe Biden has been holding mock debate sessions with a Trump stand-in. Actually, in previous years, the stand-in substitutes have actually donned a Trump costume, but not this time. He's only representing the Republicans' style and expected strategy. The 90-minute debate, moderated by Fox News host Chris Wallace, is the first of three scheduled presidential debates. Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris, Biden's running mate, will also debate in October. I'm Julie Walker.
An in-depth newspaper report claims President Trump did not pay any income taxes 10 of the past 15 years. The New York Times said Mr. Trump didn't pay during that time because he reported losing more income than he made. At a White House news conference, President Trump says information about his taxes, quote, will all be revealed, end quote, though he acknowledged fighting efforts, including from Congress, for access to his returns.
They're doing their assessment. We've been negotiating for a long time. Things get settled, like in the IRS. But right now, when you're under audit, you don't do it. You don't do that.
The European Union and Britain began a decisive week of talks Monday in Brussels. Both said a post-Brexit deal was still some way off, and differences persisted over putting in place their earlier divorce deal. Britain left the EU last January and is locked in negotiations on a new trade deal starting in 2021, as well as on implementing the divorce. This is VOA News. Uber can keep operating in London after the ride-hailing company won